Hi, you're listening to Branded Search and Beyond with Jason Barnard, the Brand SERP guy and CEO of CaliCube. In each episode, we'll introduce you to experts and thought leaders who will share their insights and strategies to help you build a strong and memorable brand in the digital landscape. If you're worried about the future of SEO strategy because of ChatGPT and Google Gemini, we got you covered. Go to CaliCube.com to find out more about the future-proof digital marketing strategy. Now, buckle up and get ready to learn from industry experts here on Branded Search and Beyond with Jason Barnard.
SEO is AO. Welcome to the show, Patos Gora Levili.
Almost there, yeah, almost there. Amazing, Jason.
Yeah, you said I would have some kind of mental breakdown if
yeah,
I tried to do it.
Yeah, if you try to pronounce my surname properly, it's going to give you dementia.
Yeah, fair enough. I wasn't too far off, but it was still pretty rubbish, right?
Yeah, it was still... It was good. You're better than most, I would say.
Thank you. Woo! We met a couple of years at SEO camp. And I bullied you through your talk.
I forced you
to speak really quickly.
I don't really remember that.
That was a great talk. It was a really good talk.
It was a nice event as well.
Yeah, I think you had 120 slides for a 30-minute talk.
Yeah, but I loved the event. I think it was even more. But I loved the event as well. I loved in Paris, they had like just next to the event, there was this massive place where you could buy fake like everything. You know, the biggest flea market worldwide.
Yeah. Port de Clignancourt.
I have no idea what you just said, but probably that. But we went there with my wife and kids. Oh my God, we bought so much weird things. Like
great, a bit of advertising for SEO Camp Paris.
It was very good. I loved it. Yeah.
Well, we will have you back at some point. Next one will be March. Today we're going to talk about the slow death of JavaScript SEO, which I find weird coming from a guy who is incredibly well known for his JavaScript stuff.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, I guess. Like I'm looking for another field where they have actually the same problem, but I don't think it is. Oh yeah, like we're a blockbuster.
Yeah,
we're in this situation. It's the whole JavaScript SEO thing exists because JavaScript is just too expensive for search engines to process.
Yeah.
It's fairly easy because it's just the code is so complex that it's a lot of CPU, whatever. So if you imagine compared that to HTML, where you look at the code and you can more or less read what the website is about, in JavaScript it's like a lot of doors behind doors behind doors. Yeah. You know, like there's Russian dolls where there is a doll inside the doll. So that's JavaScript. So you need to go to the last step to see the content.
Yeah, so you and keep because, opening up and you go, another one.
And you need to see the last one to see the content. So, and each of them can change the other ones, which is very complex. So this makes JavaScript extremely difficult and expensive to process. Yeah. That's it. That's what we do. We help like developers website optimize their website. So that's amazing. We love what we do. We deliver amazing results, but it's going to die.
Yeah.
It's going to die. It has to die because Google is trying to solve this problem for years now.
Yeah.
And they eventually will.
So you're going out of business.
And obviously, it's not the only thing we do. We do a lot of technical SEO, but we need to face that in some sort. Like, we're actually... So... There is a, like, let's imagine I'm wearing my geek hat now as a geek.
You are wearing your hat, and it's a geek hat.
Let's say it's a geek hat. Like, while wearing my geek hat, I can't wait for that because it's going to open so many new opportunities and so on. But then when I wear my business hat, I'm like, oh, fuck, we're going to lose clients.
Yeah.
Or maybe not lose clients, the new ones aren't going to come. But I'm fine with that. Like I feel like this is the challenge. I was the first one to start with JavaScript SEO. I think it was like 2 years ago. We had a good run.
And you reckon you've got another 2 years of good running to go?
It's hard to say. That's the tricky part. Google won't say. They can't afford it now because they would just do that. There is at least one more year. Maybe there is five. We have no idea.
I mean, but basically, they can do it. They don't do it because it costs too much.
Yeah.
And what's going to change that makes that happen in 2 to 5 years? I mean, it's still going to cost the same amount.
Yeah, but they're looking for a way to swallow that cost somehow. Mm. Because they need to. Like, they're losing... If you look at that from user's perspective, like you're a Google user, you search for your favorite Hulu show or you want to buy something at Wish.com. Those websites, like Hulu is actually improving, but those websites have massive issues with being indexed at Google because of JavaScript.
Yeah.
So Wish.com is completely de-indexed because of JavaScript.
Wish.com. All right, okay. And Netflix is very JavaScript-y.
Netflix actually moved all of the JavaScript to the backend, so they're amazing. They're like
so they're rendering on the backend and checking that out as HTML.
So Netflix has almost like zero issues. Mm. Hulu was for a bit was completely de-indexed.
Yeah.
So Hulu, if you looked for your favorite show that was only at Hulu, you couldn't find it.
Yeah. That's what I'd understood. Now they've solved that issue.
They're solving that. It's still. But yeah. So if you look at that from Google's point of view, they're delivering very bad user experience because I want to watch like casual on Hulu and I cannot because it's gone and I can't find it. I can't find it anywhere. And the only thing I find is our torrent websites.
Oh right. Okay.
So that was kind of fun for us to see that Google is pushing torrent for like the top of like very powerful queries.
Yeah.
Like all of the Hulu shows.
Because it's all they've got.
Yeah, it's because they all did that. That's all they've got, yeah. And so if you look at that from...
Sorry, isn't that a bit like kind of the black hat thing where people are saying, oh, fuck, you know, my competitor's at the top with his black hat techniques. And it's saying it's because you haven't given them an alternative yet.
Yeah, obviously. Like I'm guessing if I were Hulu, the first way would be like, Google is crazy. Why aren't we ranking? We have amazing content. Mm. We produce the show and we're not ranking for it.
Mm.
So Google is in a difficult position here as well.
Mm.
Because what they can... They imagine someone from Google coming in and say, okay, we can't afford that.
Mm.
Like that's...
Yeah.
They'll never say that.
No.
So that's the problem they're struggling with for a bit now.
But they could just make an exception and they could have... But
if you look at that,
unmanageable. Sorry, that was a stupid idea.
No, they could, but their whole core politic is just like core. Let's say, like the rules they have is they try or they don't make any manual changes because it just messes up the whole thing. Mm. It also, it's not really fair because then if you're Hulu and you have this manual exception, other people, you know what I mean?
Other people will ask, they just don't do that.
But eventually they will solve that problem. We have no idea if it's today, tomorrow. I'm guessing even Google is kind of blurry on this topic.
From what I understand within Google, I mean, stuff like that, problems getting solved or new ideas coming out, new elements coming out, is a lot a question of the power or the energy of the person within Google who's pushing it. So if you get some guy who's really keen or person who's really keen to solve it, it will come.
If you look at that now, let's continue with what you said. Let's continue with that idea. Let's say I'm like, how do we call them? One of the core Google fellows.
Fellows. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fellows. I'm one of the Google fellows. And
I like fellows. It sounds very British.
Yeah. I'm Bartosz and I'm a Google fellow. And I'm like, guys, you need to prioritize this issue like ASAP.
Yeah.
And let's play with that for a second. What they can do, they can build 3, 4, 5 server kind of buildings on the North Pole again.
Yeah.
And just to index that Hulu, whatever. So from their point of view, they improve the UX by split percent and they spend $20 billion.
Okay.
This is a random number.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, your super duper idea costs $20 billion.
Yeah. So then, okay, what's their return on that investment? From business point of view, that's a very shitty decision.
Yeah.
So if I were Google, I wouldn't do that. But... this brings us to this other concept of they could, that's my personal, I didn't do conspiracy theories in my life, but this is something I'm really sold on. So let's imagine that they want, like Google really wants to fuck up Bing.
Yeah, okay. You were saying this earlier.
Yeah, so I'm at Google and I'm Bartosz Google fellow and I'm coming like, guys, I have this idea. We can really screw Bing.
Mm.
And let's start indexing JavaScript and let's tell the world that it's okay to publish all the JavaScript clients I'd rendered.
Mm.
most people wouldn't understand that, but that means that all of the websites are like heavy as fuck. They're like 14 megabytes, like LinkedIn. 14 megabytes.
Is LinkedIn website. Really heavy?
Extremely heavy.
Okay, I didn't know, right.
I think it's like around 14 megabytes.
Per page?
Yeah, per page.
They're nuts.
Yeah, so like if you translate that to 10 floppy disks. So let's... And everyone in the world, or actually maybe just big players, started pushing these massive websites. What would you do if you were Bing?
You can't follow because it costs too much.
You can't follow. And now I'm going to...
You can't follow the fellow.
Yeah, you can't follow the fellow. And now you go to Bing.com and you look for anything and you're like, fuck, I can't find any results. I need to switch to Google. I'm guessing they would do that if Bing actually mattered anything to them right now. Yeah. I don't think they look at that as a trail. But this would be... I feel like this is a silver bullet. I don't think anyone else would have the resources to follow.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And that's what inspired me to talk to Rob earlier on about him saying Bing won't ever let go because they can't afford to let Google spend a lot of money on the enterprise suites. You don't agree?
I'm wondering what Google, like, you know, playing devil's advocate here. If Google did that, if I were at Bing, which is already... I'm guessing struggling.
You'd be a Bing fellow and a Google fellow, the same conversation.
I would probably make shit lot of money, but through that. But if I were to advise Bing, I have no idea what to do. I have no clue how to solve that. They would be helpless
because I mean the cost to them, relatively speaking, is so much higher.
Imagine for them, the same cost is not even the same. They would have to spend again relatively 100 times more. Literally 100 times more because they have like
speaking, yeah.
So
they will be you're looking kind of really dreamy in your mind. You're looking into
trying
the future
to imagine that, because then Google would have like the endless monopoly.
Yeah,
so the only player who could actually take them over would be Amazon, because they have the computing power with the AWS.
Brilliant. Amazon would use their computing power to execute all the JavaScript, to index the world, and compete with
But they would have
Google.
To build a search engine, like, quickly. So that's...
Very small flaw in my super plan there.
But knowing Amazon, they would easily pick up on the challenge.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting.
No, I really like the idea of kind of... I mean, so JavaScript SEO, back to that topic, is JavaScript SEO is dying because Google
will be able to
read JavaScript just
so
like
this is
reading.
Not even a conspiracy theory. JavaScript SEO is dying because eventually they will... That's actually a statement from them. They will index and process JavaScript. So JavaScript SEO is dying, but until it dies, which is we don't know when...
2 to 5 years.
Maybe. Or 10, or next day. Like, you know, it's... We don't know. Google won't say, okay, we're going to do that within a week.
Yeah.
Then we'll start testing a little bit. So let's talk about the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So last year and all the time before that, we never saw a JavaScript website that would rank very well. That would rank just like HTML.
Okay.
That was some kind of a problem. And we can see a slow progress. So we saw 2 or 3 websites, because anytime someone finds a website like that, they would tweet us because they know we're kind of...
Okay, I've got one. It's Eat India, something like that. I did it on Nitin's show last year, and they asked me to analyze the SEO performance. And I looked at the page, and I was going, there's nothing here. And yet they rank, they rank very
Send
well.
Send over. We have a lot of those, and usually we find that some kind of... explanation for that, but there are two websites we actually found with no explanation for their ranking. So they were JavaScript and they were ranking. So we're like, okay, first signs of change. Because that's actually a fun fact. 3 years ago, we had a website that Dejan Petrovic, you know Dejan Petrovic?
Yep.
Sent us, one of his clients actually ranked very well in Bing with JavaScript. So Bing had massive issues with indexing JavaScript, but once you were indexed, you would rank normally.
Okay.
In Google, it wasn't the case. So right now in Google, we see some of the websites ranking with JavaScript, but there are small static websites.
Mm.
So obviously not e-commerce websites or anything like
that.
So there is something happening. But still, just last tweets from John Mather or Martin should confirm that it may be up to a few weeks for Google to index the content.
Yeah, okay.
So they still have a massive lag, and there is some kind of line. I'm guessing if you're like more important, you can skip the line. Like,
yeah.
You know, we can see that the line is overloaded, and some pages are never indexed.
Yeah.
So...
I mean, the whole kind of JavaScript thing. I mean, I did that episode of webinar for SEMrush with Nitin, and they showed me the site, and I should have asked you, really, because I was sitting there going, well, I don't know what's going on here.
No, I'm deeply offended, Jason.
Yeah. I didn't dare contact you.
We should end this podcast right now.
But the light at the end of the tunnel is that Google are going to be doing this.
So the light at the end of the line I was referring to, there are some websites ranking. So something is happening.
Yeah, okay,
so
I've forgotten.
There are first few breaks towards that thing. Mm. For us, we don't worry about that much because JavaScript SEO is a part of our business, but this is not like 70%.
Oh, okay.
It's part of technical SEO. Usually, websites having issues with JavaScript SEO have other, sometimes more important problems, but we're going to lose that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I found that everyone was making fun of us with like JavaScript SEO is never going to be a thing. It exploded, so we're actually lucky. I couldn't. Yeah. I wish I could say like I was genius. I knew that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's just I got interested by I started looking at that by accident and it exploded.
And you actually like JavaScript?
I never wrote a code in JavaScript, like line of code. I'm not a developer.
Really?
I don't know JavaScript, so that's something I shouldn't probably even say.
No, because I've seen your talks. You just sound so expert.
I know a lot of, like, I know everything I need to know about how that works, what's the problem, blah, blah, blah. I know everything I need to know about indexing JavaScript SEO. But I started learning JavaScript a few years back. And once I realized that there are so many frameworks, so many configs, I would spend literally, like, 5 years getting to the point when I would be not even an expert, but just I could talk the same language with a lot of devs, and that I fear it's not going to make any difference. And that's something that a lot of SEOs think, that they need to learn to code.
Yeah.
And us working with very, very, very big brands, we see that, okay, every single brand has a completely different stack. So like the technologies they use. So even us, we actually hired like a JavaScript superstar. The guy is a brilliant mind, 19 years of experience in JavaScript, blah, blah. Like, he can help with a lot of issues, but every single client is so different that even himself, he couldn't help all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just so, right now it comes in so many flavors.
Yeah, so I mean, your business is consulting on
that
theoretical.
We need to make sure that we were doing our best connecting those developers with like the best practices from Google, and we experiment with Google to see. Obviously, we need to develop some JavaScript things in our experiments, so we have developers doing that. But to be honest, you don't need any experience. You need to test if the developer did something right, and you need to create clear instructions for that person.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Brilliant stuff. That was a really great interview.
Thank
I loved
you.
That. I didn't know anything about JavaScript SEO before. Now I know a little bit more.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jason.
SEO is AEO. Thank you, Bartosz.
Thank you so much, Jason. It was a pleasure.